question was asked in halakha, we know that the proper way to hold the lulav and etrog for, let's say, the majority of the people who are righties, you're supposed to hold lulav in your right hand and the etrog in the left hand. Now, the reason is because since the lulav has three of the mitzvot, right, has the lulav, the hadas, and the araba, so we would hold it in the primary hand, being the right hand. The etrog, being only one mitzvah, would be held in the secondary hand, the left hand. So the question was asked, what about a lefty, where his left hand is the primary strong hand? How would he hold the lulav and the etrog? Would he reverse it? Meaning, would he hold the lulav in his left hand and the etrog in his right hand? Actually, this is a fantastic machloket amongst the Rishonim. The opinion of Rabbeinu Asher, the Rosh, is that a lefty follows his primary hands. And indeed, that is the way the Rama is posek in Siman Tafresh Nun Aleph, that a lefty would hold the lulav in his left hand. However, the Tur, who actually is the son of the Rosh, argued and said, no, you actually, a lefty follows the majority of the world, which are righties, and therefore he would hold the lulav like everybody else, lulav in the right and etrog in the left. That is the way Maran in Siman Tafresh Nun Aleph was posek. And therefore comes out, it's a machloket, Sefaradim Ashkenazim. So Sefaradim, lefty and righty, there is no difference. And it should be noted that's the way Hacham Avadya rules in Hazon Avadya, Elchot Sukkot, page Shin Nun Bet. However, for Ashkenazim, they would follow the Rosh's opinion, and they would follow the lefty prominent hand. Now it should be noted as well that whenever we're holding the lulav and the etrog, we should always hold them together. Not like sometimes you see guys holding the lulav in the right hand and the etrog in the left hand, and they're far away from each other. It's four species. So the four species have to be connected. Granted, you're not connecting the etrog to the lulav itself, but it should be at least touching. Specifically when you're making the beracha and when you're making the ni'nu'im, when you're making the the shakings of the lulav back and forth. It should be noted that the directions of the shaking, we follow the opinion of the Arizal on this. We start the first procedure in the south, and then we go to the north, then we go to the east. In the east, we have a few shakings. First, we go back and forth, straight back and forth three times. Then we go up, down three times. Then down, up three times. And then we go and make the last shaking in the west. So it's again, south, north, east, west, and all the times that we're turning, we're always turning to our right. That would be the opinion of the Arizal.